Taylor's story really makes you think about what the U.S. is doing with drones, but also about those who experience drones from the opposite perspective, from the ground, in a place like Yemen. So we called up Faraya Al-Muslimi. He's a 24-year-old activist living in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. That's where we reached him on a scratchy phone line.
Hi, sir.
Hello, how are you? Good to speak with you again. Faraya told me what happened in 2013 to his hometown when a drone operator somewhere fired a Hellfire missile at a target in the rural village.
People were shocked, were terrified by a drone suddenly hovering over their heads.
It's a little hard to understand over the bad phone connection, but he said people were shocked and terrified by the drone strike. And then, listen to this, because it'll make you stop and think. Faraya added,
damaging their relationship with the sky.
He said it damaged the villagers' relationship with the sky. That's intense. Faraya explained to me that the villagers depend on the sky, i.e. on the rain and sunshine it supplies, for their food and as a source of income, but that the drone strike marred that relationship.
The sky was the source of hope.
The sky was a source of hope, he said.
Now it's the source of bombs.
Now it's a source of bombs. The Bureau of Investigative Journalists collects reports on drone strikes and puts them online. It says there have been at least 13 confirmed drone strikes over Yemen so far this year. The death count to date for 2014 is around 100 people, and that includes civilians. Faraya told me that even when a drone does not fire a missile, it can linger over a target for hours, sometimes days, and just knowing that one is up there, hovering, disrupts life on the ground. Faraya says it terrifies everyone because no one on the ground knows who the target is.
So people get paranoid not knowing which one of them is actually the target.
And so people are scared of the sky. You can read more of my interview with Yemeni activist Faraya Al-Muslimi and check out all of our Safe Mode stories this week about security through the eyes of a new generation. It's all at PRI.org/safemode. That's also where you can subscribe to our Safe Mode newsletter. Again, that's at PRI.org/safemode.